It's Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith to discuss the madness of the transfer window. The transfer window that has not slammed shut at the time of recording this is coming out on Wednesday. Maybe it's got madder. Rory, what is your maddest part of the transfer window by 16:16?
Who knows how mad it would have got by... I think it shuts at 7, right, tonight?
But there's going to be deal sheets, Rory. There's going to be deal sheets.
There's always deal sheets. There's always so many deal sheets.
I have a theory, by the way. The reason why they've moved it is purely for the TV audience basis. So I think that Sky have asked for it to be moved so that where you end up is you close it at 7, so you've got the 5 till 7 TV hit.
Yeah.
And then your deal sheet period is now 7 till about 11.
Which prime time deal sheet.
Because your previous deal sheet issue was it was half 1 in the morning. Everyone was going, I don't give a fuck about deal sheets now. It's half 1 in the morning, for God's sake. Whereas I think they've thought, we just pull it back a little bit, we get all the hits, and then we get the deal sheet bonus. But that's just one man's view.
I think that's probably right. I don't want to accuse Sky of anything that sounds vaguely conspiratorial, but that's probably right. Because it's
perfectly reasonable for people to make decisions around wanting better viewing figures.
It's also perfectly reasonable for everyone involved to think, you know what, we maybe don't need to stay up until 1 in the morning to do this. Like, we could, this is an entirely artificial construct. You could just move it to the 1st of August. You could close it at 10 in the morning. You could close it, like my wife always thinks that most football should do, so that it operates exclusively during working hours. That would be really convenient for everybody. She's forever saying, why don't they just play games at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday? And you're like, well, yeah, I mean, that's when people are at work. It's a fair point. It is possible. It is a TV event. It's a totally artificial thing. The whole thing exists because of television and kind of it's been shifted into this like streaming era, and that's fine. I think it's probably better that it shuts at 7 o'clock. I do a radio show on a Monday night. I've got plenty to talk about. It's quite nice. It has been, it's felt like a very old fashioned deadline day. Because normally deadline day is rubbish. This has been, I think, quite a good one. I set The Observer had asked me to write a newsletter thing for tomorrow about the closing of the transfer window. And I set myself up on my laptop at, like, I don't know, like 12:30. I'd said lunchtime, which is the sort of deadline I like to offer because it's really vague. Sometimes my lunchtime's quite Spanish. half three, have a sleep. It took me half an hour to write it. It was like a 600-word thing, just called a sense maker, sort of broken all down into bullet points. And by the time I checked back onto Twitter, Villa were signing Harvey Elliott. Gay had been called off and then put back on again. And United had signed a keeper. And Randall Colomwani had signed for Spurs. And it felt like deadline day isn't normally like this. And although I've seen like the figures of the last few years of the summer transfer window, this is bigger than any other transfer window the last 2 months, not by like an order of magnitude, but it is bigger. It has felt a much more all-consuming transfer window than any I can remember.